Yesterday we were discussing the reason as cited by the Mishnah Berurah why the Kohanim remove their shoes before beginning the Nesias Kapayim. Today we're going to discuss three other reasons in addition to the one we said yesterday, which was the concern of a broken shoelace, and there they'll be while every other Kohen is involved in the Nesias Kapayim Duchening, and they're bent down tying their shoes, and people will have the perception that possibly this person is a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, he's really a Cholol, he's invalid to be doing the Duchening, and therefore we tell him to take off his shoes. The Mishnah Berurah continued over there, which we stopped at this point, but he also said, V'chaltzim kodem netil, that when is the best time for the Kohen to take off the shoes? Should do so before he washes the hands. If it's possible for this person to remove their shoes after they wash their hands, but certainly to be cautious not to touch their shoes, because if you would touch the bottom of one's shoe, then you would have to wash another time. Then certainly a person would be allowed to wash at that point. That would not be would be able to take off the shoes at that point. So, what are the reasons why there's no shoes? So, if you go to any restaurant, there's a sign: no shoes, no service. When it came to the Beis Hamikdash, it was the opposite. Even though you think of the 8 garments of the Kohen Gadol, and he would have all these different beautiful begadim he would wear, but he had nothing on his feet. Because in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohanim did not wear shoes during their service. Nothing at all, right. We'll see in a second that's not necessarily what we're supposed to do with Duchening. But because of the practice of what happened in the times of the Beis Hamikdash and Avoda, that could be one reason as well, also why the Kohanim in the Avoda of the Nesias Kapayim, shoes are not worn. But as Rabbi Lehrer just mentioned, the question is, what exactly does that mean, not taking off, just not shoes, not socks? So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. He says, Mikol Makom Bebatei Shokayim Shalanu. We mentioned yesterday that there are some that distinguish between shoes and very large boots, like combat boots, that for some reason were more lenient, according to some. And the reason is because the way that there weren't shoelaces, they weren't such a concern that a person would end up having to fix them because they were so high on the foot. But he says, Shragilin Lelich Behem Bashuk Batit, because a person may walk out in these boots and they become very muddy and dirty. Ein L'Hakel, even those shoes, which we're not concerned, they're going to end up having a broken shoelace, but for a different reason, we don't want to wear them. Mishum Kavod Atzibur. Says the Prichadash, that because it shows a lack of respect to walk and to give a bracha in front of the entire congregation with dirty shoes, so that's another possible reason why those particular boots were taken off. Well, Fitam Zed, the Mishnah Berurah continues, according to this reason, Gam ben Eloyim Shalanu, even the shoes that we wear, Gam kein enu nochen metam Zed, it's not proper to wear any types of shoes, even slip on without ties, for this reason. And then he continues and quotes the words of the Achronim, Dei nochen lalo saduchan, Yochef Mamish. It's not proper for you, even though you're not supposed to wear shoes, but you shouldn't go completely barefoot. Shuderech Gnai. It's considered to be a disgraceful thing to be walking out in that manner, in a Beis Hachnesses as ours. Shin Ragilim Bezmanazeh, Leilich Yochef Lifnei Gedolim. We would never walk in front of a great individual, a powerful king, without shoes, completely barefoot. And therefore he says, Eliyesh Leilich Bepuzmako Shel Begya V'chein HaMinhag. A person should wear some type of garment instead of the shoes, which I guess we can translate nowadays as socks, and that's the custom that we do. So this way, without wearing the shoes, because they may be dirty, or for the other reason, as we mentioned before, about the shoelace, or, and on the other hand, at least we'll wear something on our feet, and so that we do not create a ganai to look in a disgraceful manner. The third and final reason I'd like to share with you today is brought down by Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. He asked the question with regard to Tisha B'Av. We know that just like Yom Kippur, we'll focus on Tisha B'Av for a moment, there's 5 inuyim, 5 afflictions that a person is not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. Eating, drinking, rechitza, bathing, sicha, anointing, Pashma Shemitah, Ni'ilas a sandal, wearing shoes, specifically leather shoes. So one explanation may be because it's an inui, it's something which you have to cause some type of affliction not to be in such an enjoyable state, especially on a time of when we're in avelus such as on Tisha B'Av. So the question is, what's the idea with a leather shoe? You can have the most uncomfortable leather shoes. On the other hand, you can be walking out with these canvas all-stars, which are the most maybe very comfortable shoes, but you'll have to wear them. So what's this whole idea of leather shoes as opposed to not leather shoes? It's hard to believe it's only based on comfort. So he explains, based on another question that actually was presented by my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Zweig, and he asks as follows. We know there's a principle on Yom Tov to eat meat. Ain't simcha el v'basar. You're supposed to be happy. So how are you supposed to be happy? Only with meat. So what happens? What does that mean? Does that mean meat has to be my favorite food? Maybe I like pizza. Maybe I like pasta. What is this idea of ain't simcha el v'basar? So my Rosh Hashiva explains as follows. He says the idea of when a person eats a steak, some people don't want to think about what they're eating. But the reality is, you should. You should look at the piece of meat and realize that this actually came from an animal. Why are you supposed to gross yourself out? The idea is you're supposed to realize that we are not animals. We are above that. We have elevated ourselves to a completely different level. And therefore, that's the true element of simcha. And simcha el babasar is not that it tastes the best, but it really makes you feel good about who you are, builds up your self-esteem, realizing that you're above the status of an animal. And that's also the possible idea of wearing the leather shoes. Leather shoes is not just they're more comfortable, but it's saying that I am not an animal. In fact, I can use things of animals for my benefit because I'm above animals. So when it comes to Tisha B'Av, when we have, not only on Tisha B'Av, also the 9 days, we don't eat meat. On Tisha B'Av, we don't wear leather shoes. What are we doing on Tisha B'Av? We're in Avelus. We're mourning over the fact that there was something happened, that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, among other reasons, which is a direct negative reflection on ourselves. So one explanation of why we don't wear leather shoes is because on Tisha B'Av, we're really lowing, we've lowered ourselves. We have not elevated ourselves. If we've elevated ourselves, we would have the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, by removing the leather shoes, is to say that we really haven't elevated ourselves to the level that we could have above the level of that of an animal. With that said, the question is, so then why on earth would a Kohen take off those shoes? You would think that a Kohen should certainly wear leather shoes to show that I am definitely much greater than an animal. I've elevated myself. So this, it's brought down the pasuk that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parsha Shemos by the Sneh. That Hashem told him, Shal Nalechem al-Raglecha, you should remove your shoes from your feet. Ki Yamachem Asher Ata Omed Olav Adnas Kodeshu, because the place that you're standing is holy. When you're dealing with ground which is not holy, you should wear leather shoes to say that you've elevated yourself above the lowly ground and also the lowly animals of this world. However, when the ground itself is considered to be Admas Kodesh, is something which is holy, then you're supposed to remove your shoes and put yourself directly onto that ground which is also spiritual. And with that said, the very interesting halach which we'll conclude with, which is actually brought down in the second siman of Shulchan Aruch, with regard to taking off your shoes. We know there's a special way you put on the shoes, we'll talk about. Taking off the shoes, which shoe is supposed to come off first? So the Mechaber says, Kishecholetz menala, when you take off your shoes, cholets shel smol tchila. You take off your left shoe, keeping your right shoe still on your right foot. And then only at the very, very end you take off your right shoe. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shezehu kvoda shel yamin, because it shows a tremendous level of respect to your right. And therefore, when it comes to wearing leather shoes, in general, we take off the left foot shoe first, and then the right. However, Rav Kook explains that this is only when it comes to this situation where the ground is not holy. When you have not been comparable to a Kohen who is involved in the Nesias Kapayim. Because he explains that when it comes to Nesias Kapayim, it's the exact opposite. A Kohen is supposed to take off his right shoe first, and then his left shoe. Because unlike throughout the year, when Kohen stands up and is about to do Nesis Kapayim, similar to Moshe, he's supposed to feel also that he's elevated himself and that the ground is Admas Kodesh, is also holy.